Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and you're listening to Healing House Radio. For those of you who are in the LA area, you can call in at 424-258-9337. And for those of you who are pretty much everywhere else, including right here in the beautiful San Jose Bay Area, it's 877-697-9725. So today we are going to talk about how really, yes, it is all about you. And taking that phrase, which is really interesting because most of the time people are told, you know, it's not about you. It's not all about you. And while sometimes that can apply, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it is all about us. And often we're really discouraged from owning that and from being that. And that, yes, in some moments, it is about us. It's about what we're going through. It's about what we're managing. It's about what we're holding. And many times people will, you know, come up to you and talk to you and just really want to unload and unburden themselves, which is a wonderful thing. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. As long as the relationship is balanced and that you have a place to go and unload and vent and, you know what, and sometimes to be selfish and sometimes to be self-absorbed and sometimes, you know what, right now I'm the person that matters most to me. Because really, how often do we get a chance to do that? I mean, just in general, when people say, hey, how are you doing? How many times do people actually stop and wait for an answer? Sometimes we do it. Sometimes other people do it to us. And maybe in that moment, you have something that you need to say. Maybe in that moment, you're not doing great. And you need to share that with somebody. And so often, it's discouraged. It's considered, well, you're just dwelling on your own problems. Well, yeah, you know what? Sometimes we do need to dwell on our own problems because that's how we work stuff out. That's how we find that connection with, you know, ourselves and the path that each of us are on. And whether that's a spiritual path, whether it's just, you know, trying to make it through from one day to the next, there comes a time that we all need to be able to just sit and talk about what's going on inside us and not have somebody say, you know, wait for a gap in your sentence and then come in and say, well, I know all about that, or, gee, you know, you think you've got it bad. Let me tell you what's going on with me. And while, yes, they need to have that moment too, you really need to claim yours. We each need to be able to have that time that we can be free to be ourselves, which sometimes that means being very vulnerable. Sometimes it means just putting all the cards on the table and saying, you know what, you know, there's some stuff that I'm really scared about and I need to talk about it. Or there's stuff that I'm really frustrated about and I need to get it out. Someone came to speak to me not too long ago, and they were having a very, very difficult time because they were really frustrated in the situation that they were in, and they really didn't have anybody to talk to about it. And they came from a different culture, so what was acceptable in one cultural context was not acceptable in another, and nobody had taken the time to just really connect with this person and say, you know what, I know in your country this is the way that, you know, things are held in a particular way, and you know, it's not an intention to be hurtful to you. Because really it was about a lack of communication. But this person was feeling it so much that it was really, you know, hurting their heart. And it was making them very angry and very resentful. And they would be told to go take a walk. But when they're out there taking a walk by themselves, all they're doing is doing the same internal, you know, brain stirring that, you know, was not helping them to resolve the situation. And what I encouraged this person to do was find opportunities to be able to really communicate what it was that was really bothering them. And that taking the time to do that, taking just a few minutes to say, you know what, I need someone to really hear me. And, you know, having somebody just stand there while you talk does not necessarily mean you're being heard. It does not mean that that person is really focused on what you're saying. And sometimes that can be tough because when you go into a situation where, you know, somebody is bringing something to you, your mind automatically goes into that place of, okay, how can I solve this person's problem? Or, wow, I've got this great anecdote that I can interject and it should help them to feel better. Sometimes what we need is just to be heard, just to have somebody give total focus. And maybe at the end say nothing more than, wow, I can see that that's really hurting your heart. And to invite that person to be able to just let go. And really, you know, how many times are people doing that for us? How many times do we have that opportunity to just really say, you know what, I don't need you to fix this for me, but right now I need it to be all about me for just for this space and time. We are discouraged from making it all about us. Now, there are those that we know that have no problem with this, and we all have either friends or family members who just seem to be able to take that concept and run with it, and they will make it all about them in a heartbeat. As I've said on a lot of occasions, there's light and shadow to everything, and the light aspect of this entire paradigm is that we have an opportunity to express ourselves, to be heard, to have somebody bear, even if it's just a bear witness for what we're going through, and to feel that someone understands, and to really make it about, you know what, this is what I need to do in this moment for me to be able to find balance and for me to be able to be happy. And that can be done in a very good, very loving way. And you can let the people around you know, it's like, you know what, I really understand that you want this from me right now, but I really need to have a break. I really need to draw back. I really need to take care of myself for a little bit. And then I will come back and I will, you know, help you with what needs to be helped with, or I can help you find somebody else to help you with it. But I need this time for myself. That is cool. That is wonderful. The shadow side of that is when it becomes total self-absorption and when it begins to create on itself. How, you know, you may go into that space of, well, I want it to be about me right now, and then it becomes about you or about, you know, whoever it is. It becomes about them all the time, never ending. It's like, yes, a lot of very hard things have happened, and you can't, you know, dump the entire kettle of crazy and figure you're going to work it out all at that time. Kind of spice it out a little bit, because diving into that particular pool can really be very difficult if you don't have somebody there who is really trained to help you manage it. And you can't resolve a lifetime of stuff in a heartbeat. But what you can do is you can take those points when you really need to have it your way, the old Burger King, you know, jingle, have it your way. Because for many, it is not okay. It's not okay to say, no, I don't want to help with that because I really don't want to. And, you know, we feel that we have to make up an excuse. You know, often it's, well, you know, I would love to, but I can't. And I was told by my teacher once that when you use the word but in a sentence, you negate everything before then. Because when you say, oh, well, I'd love to go, but, you really wouldn't love to go, because then you would. What I was taught was to say, I would love to go, and I'm not able to do that at this time. And it's really important to be able to say something like that and practice not having to make up a story to go with it. To be able to just say, you know what, I'm sorry, you know, I can't make it, or I won't be able to make it that day. Because usually the next thing that comes out is, well, why not? And, you know, you don't have to have an explanation. You can just say that you would like to have time to yourself or to participate in something or to not participate in something. If it's all about justifying to somebody else, you've surrendered part of your personal autonomy. You've surrendered part of your empowerment. And you're right just to not do it because, doggone it, you don't want to. When I was back in high school, I got into the habit of when people would ask me, it's like, well, why did you do that? I would look at them and say, well, it was necessary for the continuation of the universe. Which I got some really weird looks when I would say that, but it was something that I used in order to avoid having to create a story or spare feelings or whatever. And I would just say that and walk away. And I would have people tell me, it's like, really? Really? It's like, well, the universe continued, didn't it? Oh, okay. And I'm sure that, you know, many thought me crazy, but it allowed me a tool that I could use to help protect myself from situations where I really didn't want to do something and, you know, I felt that kind of personal obligation. Well, they need me and, you know, I really should. And see, the whole they need me thing, that is an interesting story that we can tell ourselves, how crucial we are. And other people, especially those who want us to do stuff, are quick to say, oh, wow, you know, you are so good at this. That's where, you know, the compliments start in. I could not do this without you. I need you to do this, you know, for me. And, you know, we feel really, really good. We like the idea that it's like, wow, you know, this person could not do this without me. You know what? More than likely they can. I mean, you know, there are very few things that a person, I mean, short of maybe an organ donation, more than likely if you weren't there to help them, somebody else would. And sometimes it's important for us to let people figure stuff out for themselves. Now, for those of you who, you know, I've listened for a while, you know that I'm a mom. And my sons are both in their 20s and, you know, creating their own lives and moving into that place of, you know, adulthood. And it really is very difficult, you know, even after all this time, to not want to come in and manage. And even to the point where I disregard myself and I want to step in and take care of them and manage things. And when, you know, they reached 18 and when, you know, they got out of high school, I told them that I was no longer management, that I was a consultant. And it's interesting when you go into that space with people, especially those who you've, you know, been a caregiver for, where you say, you know what, I am management, I am not management, I'm a consultant, which means that if there's a problem, they come, they can ask your opinion, you give your opinion, but you don't follow them around. It's like, okay, fine, this is what you need to do. You need to do this, you need to do this. Sometimes people need to be uncomfortable. Sometimes people need to be able to take care of themselves, which by encouraging that, we're able to help somebody get stronger and we're able to move people forward. And, you know, the whole point is that we all help each other to move forward. We all strengthen the energetic field that we're in. And what each one of us as individuals brings in to that energetic field, I mean, that's what we choose to bring in. If we bring in the belief that, you know, those around us are perfectly capable of managing and handling things and doing things, and we can be proud of them, or we can console them when it doesn't quite work out and say, well, you know, I'm sure it'll work out next time. You know, that strengthens all those around us. That strengthens the people we live with, the people we have in our close friendships with, especially if it's someone who's accustomed to, you know, always looking for that rescue. Allowing them to go through their process means that they become stronger, that they become more independent. And my parents always said, you know, that God, Creator, did not give me my children. They only loaned them to me. And the main point of being a parent is working to where they can be independent. And it's interesting because I, you know, my feeling is that being a parent, like being a really good teacher, is the only form of love where the goal is separation. And once we separate from that, once we allow for that autonomy, that, you know, gee, you can take care of this yourself, then we can turn things around and make it about us again, about doing those things that please us, taking the trip that you want to take, whether anybody else wants to go with you or not. But being able to just breathe and be yourself and go to a museum all by yourself and just walk around because it pleases you. If you love gardens, go to an arboretum or go to a garden show or garden shop and just be there and allow yourself to find that healing for yourself. No one is obligated to make us balanced, to make us happy, to make us sad, to make us anything. We are all, each and every one of us, are responsible for what goes on inside. And sometimes that's really hard to have to swallow, that, you know, these other people in our lives aren't the ones that are responsible. And ultimately, if we're not making it about us, who are we making it about? And if we aren't being allowed to make it about us, you know, what support is that? And really, it's not as much about making it all about us, because we can do that. The next step is figuring out what it is that you are all about. What is it that resonates with you? What is it that is your passion? What is it that's your fear? What is it that you want to do with yourself? If nobody asked anything of you, what would you do? What would you be doing with your spare time? I mean, you know, some people are just like chronic volunteers. And sometimes when that happens, it's more about, I feel really good when a bunch of people need me, and therefore I know I will never be left out. And, you know, it could just be, I feel that, you know, my space in this world, my duty in this world is to be in service, which is an amazing and beautiful thing. In the tradition, I believe it's the Hindu tradition, there's a phrase called seva. And basically it means service without any expectation of reward or return. You just go out, you know, maybe you're mowing your lawn and you mow your neighbor's lawn. Even though, you know, maybe they don't talk to you, maybe they don't even know you, but you give service where it is that you, you know, that needs to be helped. You know, that place of, you know what, I will do something as simple as letting the person in line ahead of me, you know, behind me in the line, checkout line, because they've got less things than I do. It's about maybe holding a door an extra few minutes for someone as they're coming. It may be reaching up and getting something off a top shelf for someone who can't reach it. And all those little things that we do for other people that make us feel so good, we can also do for ourselves. Everybody should take at least, even if it's just one time a month, where you take an afternoon or a day that is for you, that is about you, that is not focused on what you can do for someone else. And like I said, the desire to do that is wonderful and amazing and tremendously sweet. And you can be that wonderful and amazing and terribly sweet for yourself. It is about us. It is about you. So what are you about? Have you buried yourself in the needs of others so you don't have to deal with your own stuff? I mean, hey, guilty as charged. And as a doctor, I spend so much time, it's my profession, to deal with other people who need to be taken care of. And as a person who really has a very nurturing nature, it's so easy for me to fall into that rescuer role. And the idea that, there's a triangle that was developed, and the idea is that the triangle is the victim, the rescuer, and the perpetrator. So, it's like we each take turns going into each one of those things. Sometimes we're the victim, sometimes we're the rescuer, sometimes we're the perpetrator, and we move all the way around this triangle. The idea is to move up to the state of the second triangle, which is the victim becomes the empowered. The rescuer becomes the nurturer, and the perpetrator becomes the motivator. Light and shadow to everything. The idea that, yes, sometimes things happen and they're very upsetting and they're very hard and we really want to blame somebody. A lot of times we end up blaming ourselves. We may make a big thing about blaming other people, but deep down, we blame ourselves and we don't have that patience and that gentleness with ourselves because we don't give ourselves a day off. Everybody, please give yourself a day off. Just pick a day at some point that the only person you have to do anything for is yourself. And see how that feels. And I guarantee you, at first, it's not going to feel that comfortable. The idea of claiming a day, maybe claiming a day is a little overwhelming. How about just claiming a couple of hours? Even if it's you go to a movie that you want to see, maybe nobody else wants to see it, but you go to that movie yourself and just sit there. And then, maybe if it's a theater in a mall, walk around the mall. And, look at the shops that you would want to look at that maybe, other people don't. Be in service to yourself. Nurture yourself. Take care of yourself. Indulge yourself. Because I guarantee that when you learn to do that in a really good way for yourself, then you're not limited in doing it for other people. Then doing things for other people does not become a burden because you know that you are also nurturing you. And if it comes down to, you just need to either go scream in a pillow or, find a friend that you can just dump with, just, let it all out, then do that. Do what you need to do to find that balance point inside. Because burying yourself in the needs of others does not help you become a better person. It does not help you to find balance. And it certainly does not help them because they're not learning how to be able to be strong. Do you sympathize with them? Absolutely. Are you there when they need to vent? Totally. Do you support them, with good thoughts and good words and believing in them. I mean, go for it. You just don't need to take on that particular burden. Do not take on things for people, because you know what? The universe gives us things that we need to learn from. And sometimes we just need to learn, hey, that's uncomfortable, but I can survive it, but I'm stronger than it is. If we don't get an opportunity to do that, then we don't learn, we don't grow, we don't become empowered beings. Because when, you know, we are able to achieve, when we're able to move forward, when we feel strengthened, then, you know, that translates out to everybody around us. It shifts the energy of that huge energetic field that we're in. And we all get a little bit stronger. I mean, when, you know, you think about all the things that have made you strong, and I'd be willing to bet that a lot of them were issues that were either very painful or very challenging. But you muddled through it, you made it through, you know, maybe by your fingernails, but you made it. And at the end of it, you knew you were stronger. We cannot deny that to other people. And I know, you know, in speaking for myself, I've still got a lot of work to do. I've still got those, you know, those mountains for me to climb. And by letting other people take on what's theirs, it gives us the freedom to make it about us and to find out what we're really about, to follow our passion, to mourn, or to just enjoy life. Please, take time for yourself. Pick an afternoon that will be just for you. And even if it's nothing more than a totally indulgent soak in a tub, do it. You know, if you can't get anything other than that, create that space for yourself. Because bottom line, yes, it is all about you. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And for those of you in the Bay Area, there is a crystal fair going on in Walnut Creek. It's the Spring Contra Costa Crystal Fair, and it's at the Civic Park Community Center. And they've got crystals and jewelry and gemstones and minerals and, you know, healing practitioners. And yours truly, Dr. Eileen, will be there at booth number 20. So I hope as many of you as are in the Bay Area will, you know, come out there and hang out with me, and I'll have my book there. And as always, if you come up and say you're a Healing House Radio listener, you will get your book for free. And other than that, if you want to find out more about my book, you can go to frequenciesthebook.com, and you can, we're soon going to have it available that you can order a copy through that if you would like an autographed copy. It's also available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. And it is also available in the UK, which I'm very excited about. And if you would like to learn more about my practice here in San Jose, California, and the other types of works I do, you can go to my main website, which is www.the-healing-house.com. And it'll have information about me and some of the activities that I have going on. You can also log into, for those of you who are a part of meetup.com, look up Divine Events, and that is the website that my teacher Norbeth and I assist him with that, and we have tons of events. You can also listen to these episodes on iTunes, so if there's an old episode you'd like to, you know, catch up on, you can either go through the Blog Talk Radio or you can go to iTunes. All righty, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. And afterwards, I will pop into the chat room and you can ask me any questions. If you'd like me to come out and see you where you are, hey, just let me know. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, a wonderful week. I want to wish you all blessings. balance and make it about you. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.